The Humble Bay Preservation District. Probably start with a roll call, huh?
Commissioner Norton?
Here.
Commissioner Benson? Commissioner Dale?
Here.
Commissioner Newman?
Here.
And President Coleman?
Here. Care to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Help me. All right. Moving on to public comment. This portion of the agenda allows the public to speak to the board on various issues that are not itemized on this agenda. Pursuant to the Brown Act, the board may not take action on any item that does not appear on the agenda. Each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes regarding each item on the agenda coming up. Yeah, someday we got to talk about the phrasing of this paragraph. I always get tripped up on it. Each speaker is limited to speak for a period of 3 minutes during the public comment portion of the agenda regarding items of special interest to the public not appearing on the agenda that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Board of Commissioners. Basically, if you want to talk about something on the agenda, you got 3 minutes, or not on the agenda, you got 3 minutes now. If you want to talk about something on the agenda, you wait till that item comes up. Anyone care to make public comment tonight? Nobody online either? Do we have anybody online? Okay. All right. All right. We don't have a consent calendar or any reports being a special meeting, so we'll just move right on to the one item at hand. Consider adopting resolution 2026-09, a resolution adopting the final fiscal year 2026-2027 budget for the Humble Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District.
Okay, we have a brief staff report tonight. We're going to start with our key revenue categories. So this is the bulk of where the money comes in for us. It's permits and fees of 550,000, grant agreements at about 4,275,000, and then a little over 2,050,000 cooperative agreements. Again, that isn't our total income. Those are just some of the key categories. I made a division there between that and rental income and property tax revenue because the property tax revenue, of course, is our share that we get from the county, and the rental income down before is our enterprise operations. I mean, in total, they're enterprise operations. Remember, we pledge rental income and property tax revenue as repayment for our loans. And so I just thought maybe it was worthy to separate those two. Same thing for our key expenses, and believe me, money flies out out of the hands here, but insurance expense is about 173,000. Interest expense that is on our loans is 269,000. I cannot explain why the 55 moved in there. There's something in the formatting. I used big slides instead of wide slides because we were dealing with numbers. Equipment, our rolling stock, which is of course equipment and vehicles, $55,000. Facilities repairs and maintenance. I want to highlight it is incredibly low, $125,000. That has been necessitated by the debt the district carries. Keep in mind another 60% on top of that, which I shared in the preliminary budget and in the slides in March, April, and May as we started to present the budget. We self-perform pretty much everything we do in that world. So there is a large portion that would be in there for salaries, but it's reflected other places. Professional service, this is engineering, planning, legal, and our treasury services, as well as other services that we go out for professional help. Contract labor is when we're using groups like express personnel or other temporary or short-term groups. Also, placement firms that help us recruit new talent. Finally, salaries and then benefits. So, this is part of what's in your packet, but essentially, what we have here is an average year. We went back to 24, 25. As an audited fiscal year, we look at 25-26 as an unaudited fiscal year because, of course, we're in the process of beginning to close not only June out but the year end. I shouldn't say we; I should say Lindsay and Mindy. That's our treasurer and our director of administrative services. Revenue summary is provided for you. You'll notice that our big increase is in the grant world. Then our operating revenues, property tax revenues, and so we have a budget of $10,341,617. Our operating expenses are quite substantial. And so I'm going to move into that for a second. So we're going to keep pinching the pig, but let's take a look at really what's going on here. So we have total revenue again, $10,341,000. Our total expense is about $6 million. So I remember, you'll remember when we brought the draft budget out, I mentioned we don't really have $4 million. The reason is we have expenses related to the grant. Those expenses are going into an asset. And so they're being treated as work in progress, and we're growing the basis and the asset by doing that. With all NOI calculations, we add back depreciation because that's part of the process. So it leaves us with a net position of about $1,016,310. Hey, that would be great. But we have a large principal debt reduction payment. So that adjusts us downward. We're about 137,000 less than we were last year. And proposed capital outlay are the capital projects to remind you. Again, you've already reviewed all these, but big capital outlay projects are the Fields Landing boat water stormwater system. Improvements for Revenue Terminal 2, both in the docks and building facilities, beginning roofs here, all of the flat roofs at Whidley Island Marina, and some other smaller capital projects that have been shared. So that's going to leave us a net position of about $23,370 as cash. So it's going to be a challenging year. We're looking at converting some of our temporary labor to new roles and possibly cutting one of those positions. Always hard to say, but part of what we do. So yeah, we want to look at the debt a little bit more. When we met with the committee that helped develop the budget, one of the things was, could you give us a breakdown of the debt? So these three loans, this includes principal and interest, but we have a refunding bond that was when we reissued debt back in 2014. We have a loan with PNC Bank, which is our primary bank. It was BBVA, then Compass, or vice versa, ultimately now PNC. And that is servicing the debt for the capital portion the Harbor District put into Revenue Room Terminal 2 for that New Market Tax Credit investment. And then finally, we have the land and dredging loan that was taken out in 2023. So we have, as you can see here, one heck of a debt service. The reason we show principal here is interest is paid out of net operating income. Principal is paid out of the money we make. It's basically a balance sheet item. So yeah, we're going to pinch that little piggy a little bit more. And in your packet is our cash flow. Lindsay's going to share a little bit deeper dive on this if you want her to. You can see our cash flow remains for the most part stable. It does increase throughout the year. Remember that we have some key times in the year when we're receiving property tax revenues. That's in December, January, April, somewhere in that time frame. And then we also have debt. So we pay debt twice annually, once at the end of the year and once at the beginning of the fiscal, excuse me, at the end of the fiscal year and at the beginning of the fiscal year. No, it's calendar year.
Yeah.
I'm tired, y'all. I know what I was trying to get out. I just,
There'll be a pop
So, yeah. So we have the resolution before you. Of course, staff's recommendation is that you adopt resolution 2026-09. A resolution adopting the fiscal year 26-27 Humble Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District budget. But that'll yield to the board.
I'll move that we pass resolution 2609.
I'll second that. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Or you mentioned a presentation on our cash flow or discussion? Or
I'm happy to go into it more if you'd like.
Is there interest?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough to look at on the screen.
Oh, yeah. But we have it in the...
It's in our packet as well.
Yeah, right. So it's in the packet. So, you know, basically, I try to annualize the known expenses as much as we can. And then it's, you know, July, December, and June, I show the debt service payments being made. This year there was just a timing thing, so it was really the June payments going to be paid, was paid first thing in July. So normally it's only the two payments made each year, but this one it showed the third. And then in the income section you'll see the taxes showed, you know, periodically the four times throughout the year. So that's where you know, those big inflows and outflows, you know, we want to make sure to take into account that and always have sufficient funds knowing those are coming up.
No real significant changes from our budget discussions that we've had to date.
Other than a correcting, we close another month, May. So each month there's a number of adjusting journal entries that are created to put things where they belong. Basically, that's related to our software and the way we handle certain things internally. The district treasurer puts those back where they belong. But other than that, there are no fundamental changes in those
I
budgets.
will say one change, I believe, compared to the prior year was the depreciation.
Yeah.
You know, that as we were also wrapping up last year's audit, or not last year's, but 6/30/25's audit, kind of simultaneously with the budget, that's always a concern that comes up with the auditor, that they like to see depreciation in the budget and then backed out for cash flow purposes. That was my thing to put back in there. So you, because it does get booked monthly into the financials, and you know, even though it's not a cash outflow, it is proper presentation. So that's added.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, kind of tangentially related. I know in the past we've had challenges with some of the grants managing cash flow and expenditures, but I haven't heard anything about that
Let you
recently,
explain it.
which
We're handling it
leads
differently.
me to hope that things are working better than they were.
Yeah, and we do have the and Mindy can speak to this a little too as well, but you know, we're getting a lot more of the upfront payments and then able to do drawdowns against that initial payment.
For OSW-21, we're allowed to do advances of up to 3 months at a time. So
Okay.
I've been able to do that and then make those payments in
And that
advance.
has
So you'll be at
helped tremendously.
$500,000.
Yeah.
Because we can get the money.
That
Yeah, it's
I'm glad
so.
that that was able to be taken care of, because yeah, that seemed like a challenge having to wait for reimbursement on all of those
Well, thank you,
expenses.
State of California, for coming to the table.
Yeah. And so that is, you know, one of those things that when we receive the revenue, it goes into, when we receive the funds, it goes into a liability account that's in deferred revenue. And then as those funds are expended and vendor bills are paid and that sort of thing, then we're recognizing the revenue each month. So that is one of the pieces of the puzzle, and it has helped tremendously. Yeah.
Great,
Great.
thank you. All right, I'll move it out to the public if there's any comments or questions on this item. All right, hearing none, we have a motion and a second on the floor. This is just a regular vote, right?
The
So
resolution and roll call vote.
resolution, okay. Then could you do a roll call vote, please?
Absolutely. See, so we had Jack and Gray. Okay, perfect. Aaron, excuse me, Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Norton.
Yes.
Commissioner Dale.
Yes.
Commissioner Benson as absent, and President Coleman.
Yes. All
Just,
right.
I
Motion
was just going
passes.
back to make sure we had a motion. I didn't
Yeah.
write it down, but I remembered it in my mind.
Motion passes unanimously. And we are adjourned.
All right. Oh, lovely.
12 minutes. Wow.
That's got to be
Was
a
it?
record.
Wow. Is that a record?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that you win.
Told
Thanks.
you.
I'll buy an ice cream.
I'll
give you a cookie.